Hello, Andrew Richardson speaking, and welcome to the Relaxation and Empowerment Audio. It is for your regular use to complement the addiction program proper, to build your resources, remind you of the progress you are still ready to make, and last but by no means least, to give you your experiences of relaxation and letting go. This is a trance-based audio, and so it is not for listening to when driving or needing to engage your concentration. It is also quite long, over 30 minutes, and so do allow time to be quiet and able to listen to it. Now, as you sit back or rest back, just allow yourself to deepen down. And as you close your eyes and focus on those feelings and thoughts whirring around inside you, you can notice how they are always moving and changing, like eddies of water in a stream flowing down a mountainside, or like clouds floating across a beautiful blue sky. These clouds may seem strong and solid, but you know that if you floated up towards them, these clouds will disappear, and you are now floating free. You are slowing down and settling down at the pace and way that will suit you now. What are you noticing as your legs are feeling heavier? Your right leg and your left leg. Which is heavier now as you deepen down? Or are you not noticing any differences at all? That's right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you could be deeply relaxed right now, or just aware of something changing and calming you. We are focusing on your resources, your strengths and capacities that need to be activated and enhanced so that they can be well used in the service of a life that works for you, where your essential needs are being well met in the right kind of balance, and so where your addiction has no place to go. Now, a good place to start is to review what has become clearer for you as you have worked your way through the main audios of the program. Was it the discovery of your story, the repeatable patterns, the change you could make and are making, the red door and the green door? Which resonated more strongly for you, red or green? Or was it the realization of how easily you moved into that trance-like overdrive state where nothing else seems to matter? And what are you doing to break it up and create those small movements? Or is there something else that you cannot quite put your finger on, but it is there and it is important? Are you able to experience being relaxed, practicing hard and building up your capacity to be calmer and so hearing what your emotions are saying? As your arousal levels goes down, what is different? Where are there now solutions and where are there now still problems? What still seems to be a problem in your environment, in your work, in your relationships, and the existing triggers and patterns, or something else, and how are they changing? And your essential needs, are you understanding these better? Recall, it's about being safe. Then emotional control, which flows into relationships and work and onto meaning and purpose. This is so important because this leads to action and problem solving. So what are you finding as you see your life in this new way? Are you learning how to bend as the wind blows harder, but not to break? Okay, we will leave that now and look at your resources, as I have been taught to do so by my human givens teachers. The great metaphor they use is to see your emotions as a guidance system that guides you always to be making practical and achievable changes in your life. And this guidance system is either working well or not so well. We are talking here about your resources, your capacities. And one incredibly important resource for good is your imagination. The sight and feel of better futures could be the motivation which you are finding is enabling you to realize these better futures. See the future path more and more clearly. Let your mind wander free. Where would you like to be in, say, a year's time, or less than that, or a little more? How would it look and feel? See yourself there. What are you wearing? How are you conducting yourself? And who is with you? And how are they reacting to you? Are they impressed or pleased? And where are you? See something clearly. Can you touch it? And how might you reach it? Or it could be that for you it is the fears of a bad future that could motivate you away in the opposite direction. Or there could be a time or a period in your past, either very good or very bad, that can move you towards something good, or again away from something you would rather avoid. Stay with whatever comes up, and know that this could be the very power you are looking for to move you. And from this you will see the outline of a path to travel on. And your conscious, rational mind allows you to find the best solutions to your problems. What would you tell a friend to do if they were in your situation? What is the best rational advice you could give them and give you? And what would a close friend be advising you to do right now? And there is your ability to know intuitively. We all understand the infinite variety of the world by seeing it as being like something else. And this like is stored as a pattern in our unconscious memory bank. And as we make a connection with this pattern, an emotion will arise to communicate to you intuitively, if you like that word, so that you can make sense of it. And you can just begin to open to these feelings and to recognize them and to see if you can catch the pattern match, like the essence of a tantalizingly beautiful scent. And you can do this best when you are relaxed and calm, like now. Then your emotions can really speak to you. And we have long-term, complex memory, and your capacity to undertake complex tasks is enormous. What is changing? And what can you say of that ability to empathize and connect with others? How is that improving? It just happens automatically. Your mirror neurons connecting with and feeding back from all who cross your paths. There is a complex dance as facial expressions and bodies react and lead. And it is this barely recognizable dance that keeps you connected to others. For work, play, attention, intimacy, and just connection, whether fleeting and sudden or long-lasting and deep. and be thankful, for this gift is keeping you alive and it is changing. And you can, if you choose, step back or above yourself and move into your observing self. Imagine it is just like stepping outside yourself and looking on, to be that part of you that is aware of itself as a unique center of awareness. In your observing self, you will see your situation more calmly and in a more detached manner, and so find different perspectives and solutions. How could you look at your situation differently? How would it be if you stood a mile away, or at the top of a mountain, or from a different future a year from now, or a past time of a year ago? And as you observe your emotions now, some strong or weak, or positive or dissatisfied, you can choose to take comfort from the knowledge of your innate and extensive capacities and resources, even if they may appear to be hidden from you at this time. At the end of the day, the most important resource of those I've listed that you can develop to build self-confidence is to be more in control of and aware of your emotions so that you can use them properly. Have these wonderful emotions of sadness and anger and worry and fear and disappointment and guilt and determination and joy and satisfaction working for you. Learn to tame and befriend the tiger of your emotions, and then you can ride the tiger in the direction that your guidance system knows is the way you should go. Your emotions are your greatest gift to get your essential needs met, and also the route to make the changes in your life that you yearn for, and so build self-confidence. The first thing to do is to access calmer emotional states and gain greater awareness of your emotions and that they could be communicating to you, taming the tiger. And you are ready for the next stage. This is to uncover and refurnish the emotional patterns and triggers, befriending the tiger, and so to ride the tiger in the right direction. And the clue is not to tackle this head on. Just as you might buy a gift for someone to disarm or to flatter and cajole rather than to come right out with it, so you can begin by being kinder to your whole self. After all, your emotions manifest somewhere or other in your body. And for some of us, a strong emotion might be a fear or a spreading tension that is located in our belly. For others, it is a tightness in our jaw or chest. And for others, emotions manifest as a lightness or heaviness inside our heads, or on our shoulders, or our arms and legs. And so to be kinder to your body is to treat your emotions as you would an honored guest who came to your house. What small steps could you take to look after yourself just a little better? What might your body need now to gain sustenance? You could eat a little healthier because you know it is good for you. Take some raw or nearly raw vegetables. Spend time cooking good meals with natural ingredients and cut down heavily processed foods. Drink water or juice. These are just small things. Or take a little exercise. What could you do today or tomorrow? Walk somewhere new rather than take a car. Visit a park or a lake or a river or a pond or a stream. Or just take time to walk down the road. And if you have gym membership or sports membership, then make use of it. but in a different way. And what do I mean by this? Well, go at a different time of the day or week with new people and build a different expectation of what might you experience there. And find small pleasures. Think about them and anticipate and plan deliciously. Laughing, meeting new people, doing something different with old friends, really enjoying a TV program or a treat. Take some time over the planning and cogitating and implementing of these little treats. You could be creating little bits of ceremony and specialness. And as you do these kinds of things, and imagining doing these kinds of things, you're doing something different. And you can wonder to yourself why it will help you. And what might you notice after a day or two of being kinder to yourself? Well, you could notice an openness to relax or fully engage your mind in something that is important to you at that moment. And you might find that you're sleeping better or feeling just a little healthier and having just a little bit more energy. So as you sit back or lie back and notice feelings that could be feelings of relaxation, think about what it is in your life that you are most proud of. It could be your children, if you have them, or a relationship or an achievement or a skill you have developed, or something residing in a special memory. And what are your qualifications? As a graduate or a teacher or a business or a profession or as a mother or a friend or a father or a gardener or a handyman? And do you have a piece of paper that states your qualification? Or does your qualification come from your experience of life? What have you enjoyed in your life, even if it was a long time ago, such as holidays, walking, relaxing and exploring with friends or strangers, laughing, dancing, sightseeing? And what are your passions? And that which draws you to them. Sometimes these can be very clear for you, a love of nature and the outdoors, a certain kind of music or activity such as fixing something or discovering how something works. Are there ideas and readings that have entranced you? Some have a sense of connection to something bigger than ourselves. Or you may have to search a little. Is there a story or experience from your childhood which still touches you and may have influenced you ever since? What did you enjoy at school? And if you think about the activities and careers we engage in, or have at some time, well, I like to see this in terms of four quadrants. So imagine yourself standing in at the center and you can look and move in an anti-clockwise direction as in a circle. Well, in one quadrant, straight ahead, there is an activity and business and achieving things and markets and money and buzz and excitement. And next to this, as you move round, anti-clockwise, there is administering, running things and enforcing things and going further on towards teaching and communicating and influencing. And then next, there is learning and discovering and knowledge and books and being curious and entranced. And now we're moving towards the end part of the circle, and this is merging into helping and caring and healing and protecting. And then in the last quadrant, before you return back to the first quadrant, there is creativity, painting, composing, writing, exploring, and making a statement, a metaphor for who you are and how you see things. Well, what else? What work have you done and been paid for or given of yourself as a gift? Have you opened yourself to trust or love or to have been loved? Stay with whatever is good that comes up for you, however small it seems or surprising or familiar. And what you are doing as you focus on the good and memorable, well, you are building up a bank account of good and useful memories and emotions. And the amazing thing is that you can draw on these good emotions, and as you do, know that they never run down, and they just grow and grow and grow. And what are the qualities that you have that you like the most about yourself or have helped you the most? Because we all have qualities or virtues. That's a wonderful word. And we know it is if we just allow ourselves to. And I have known people who are amazed with what comes up for them. There can be kindness, honesty, determination, creativity, being able to care, a sense of fun, of wit, of gentleness, of justice and loyalty and community. And whatever you are finding for yourself now is also adding to that pool of memories and positive emotions that you have already banked and which you can use whenever you wish. And as your mind begins to see parts of your daily life differently, not fixed, but something you can change, and discover what you could do even today that would change something, you could have a sense of dominoes beginning to fall, one after another, that will take you to places that you had scarcely dreamt about just a few minutes ago. And all of a sudden, or perhaps just slowly, it will dawn on you that you are beginning to befriend the tiger of your emotions. Now, when we are low or confused or stuck or angry or grieving, we will have a fixed way of viewing our situation, which often will make the problem larger, more intractable, or more permanent than it need be, and keep us highly aroused. So change your point of view, like moving your chair to another part of the room so to view it differently. It is amazing what you can do without actually trying that hard. The trick is to imagine a way to see what is dominating you as either not so important or temporary in some way, or that there is change underway and it is not fixed, or that you are learning something from the experience. Right now, I'm still looking for a better way to study, to work and to meet people, you could say. Or, I'm learning a lot and this will help me when I'm ready. Or, I have really done so well so far and know I will continue to learn and move. Or, when I think back a year ago, so much has actually changed. It will be interesting to see what happens that is different over the next year. Or, now that I realize that change is always with me, it is a source of comfort in a strange kind of way. This too will pass. Or, sometimes I find it easier to focus on the strong emotion and miss all the good that I have achieved. Or, how would I be feeling if I saw my situation differently? And if I did see it this way, what else might change? Are you beginning to see aspects of your life differently? Or could you? And by doing so, how would it be helping you in some way? And it is really helpful to see your current concerns and difficulties as the response to a stressor in your life and a situation where you are not getting an essential need met, and so avoid at all cost the trap of blaming yourself. This is really important. And as we have seen, humans are unique in that they can be aware of their feelings and not just be them. And the emotions you don't like and that you are instinctively pushing away, anxieties, rages, resentments, grieving, could be your mind-body communication that you need to take action to get an essential need met, or you will continue to suffer. And your unconscious intelligence instinctively knows what your needs are, and your unconscious normally communicates this by creating the emotion, which is the energy or the motion and the movement towards getting that need met. So embrace and welcome the emotion. Then give the emotion a name and ask whether this emotion is guiding you or not to getting your needs met, or is dangerous and excessive and unhelpful. And be aware if you are blaming yourself for it, that you are mean or unlovable or unworthy or have anger issues, whatever that means, and all that kind of stuff. Because how will that help you? When I think about it, it's not surprising that I feel like this. Anybody would if they had been through what I have been through, you could say. I knew someone once who'd been told as a child by her parents in all sorts of ways that she was useless and that no one would ever want to help her. And so when she realized that her first husband was cruel and selfish, she blamed herself. And when she found that her business was struggling, she could not ask for help. And that was her fault too. And it took her time to change this point of view so that she could see her relationships with men as either helping her or not, and working or not, and that by opening to all the people who liked and responded to her, that she could have a business that made money and fulfill her. And we can all see our situation differently. And one thing you can begin to do right now is to practice seeing those aspects of your present, past and future that you don't like as different. Go to the bank and draw on your savings of good memories and strengths to help you. And practice this now. So remind yourself of a situation in your past, or an encounter, perhaps, that you would like to feel better about. Picture it now. Really see it or feel it, or just have a sense of it. What details are there for you? Is there a location or a feeling or a narrative like a video clip? And now cut and paste. Change one thing about the experience, anything at all, and allow yourself to feel differently about it. Stronger, more protected, happier, more vibrant. And you could even now fast forward to another similar situation and change that, or notice that as you recall it, that there is a softening of its own accord and it's just different. And as you observe your emotions now, some strong or weak, or positive or dissatisfied, as these emotions appear to you now, you can choose to take comfort from the knowledge of your innate and extensive capacities and resources, and they are emerging from their hiding places. And as you do this, you will be able to notice when the emotions you don't like are stronger or weaker or absent? And what are the thoughts or events or situations which trigger them? by being kinder to yourself in all kinds of ways, you are learning to give your emotions a more comfortable place to inhabit. And you have begun to listen to what your emotions are saying. And if you choose to change the emotions and their triggers, and then you can ride the tiger in the direction of where you want to go, to use your imagination in the service of meeting essential needs. And you can set goals now from increasing self-confidence and have control over your emotions and memories. And you're accessing the memories and emotions of your past that will help you. This is your savings account, unlimited and deep, more like an ocean, really. In a moment, I will count back down from 5 to 1 so that you can slowly begin to come alert and aware and return to your room. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you.